Mr. Gibbons, how are you, sir?
Hey, man, did you see how prompt I am, huh?
What? Yeah, what? Well, you must, like, great minds think alike, I guess. I don't know.
That's right, JV. We got a lot in common, pal.
I was going to make a joke. We pulled the goalie in Corey Hirsch, and now we're bringing in a guy who's used to pulling pitchers in and out of games. But that would not be, good.
Captain Hook.
Absolutely. So you've got Jose Bautista back. That has been announced. I get to ask you a question that I neglected to ask Mark Shapiro and I've neglected to ask Ross Atkins. But, and I'm not trying to start anything here, John, but is there any chance in your mind that Jose might see a bit of action at first base? Was there any discussion of him maybe playing a little more of a utility role than perhaps we've seen in the past?
Well, Jeff, you know, we haven't really talked about that specifically. I will say, you know, in the past, you know, we've talked about that. You know, I've even mentioned it to Jose. It was a couple times we were banged up at first base, and I went to him and said, hey, listen, if we get in a jam, we need a first baseman. You got any problem playing over there, you know? And he said, no, whatever you guys need. I think he actually enjoys playing a little bit of infield, you know, because he's been such a good athlete, and, you know, he likes to show everybody what he can do. So, but that's not something we've specifically talked about at this point. But there's a chance he could go over there and play a little bit if the need's right, that's for sure. And I don't think he would have a problem with that. But that's not really what we're looking at.
John, in terms of the chronology of this, when did you start getting a sense that this might happen? And then when did you learn that you had indeed brought Jose back?
Well, you know, Ross has kept me abreast, about how things are going. And, you know, I mean, if you look at our team with a number of free agents and things like that, I mean, it was a big off season, you know, for the ball club. I know they would like, you know, basically brought just everybody back, but, you know, it never works that way. But, you know, Ross has he's kept me in tune on, you know, what the plans were, and it really started picking up steam a couple weeks ago. But, you know, I mean, Jose's a guy, you know, everybody's always liked. You know, he's been big for the team. But I think going into the free agency, nobody really knew what he was looking for, what the market was going to dictate and all that. And eventually, you know, they came to terms. I think I was on this, Jeff, I think I was on your show a few weeks ago. And, you know, you asked me about, if he comes back, if he doesn't get the big deal he was looking for, whatever, you know, the structure of his contract is, could that be a problem? And I don't think so. You know, I think, you know, I've said before that, you know, Jose is probably one of the most, or definitely one of the most motivated individuals I've ever been around. You know, he's always on a mission to prove just how good he is. And I think coming back under these circumstances and he's going to be motivated that much more, and he'll end up having a big, big year. He was banged up a little bit last year, a couple freak injuries, you know, hurt his overall numbers, there's no doubt about that. But he still did some very big things for us, and, I never count this guy out, man. He's just motivated that way, more so than anybody else I've ever been around, and I think he'll rise to the occasion.
And, John, I kind of made the point as well that, you know, the same sort of, Jose's a business guy. Jose talks a lot and thinks a lot about the business of the game. And I think a guy like that might be able to understand what happened in the market here and might be able to process it, you know, pretty smoothly and say, hey, you know what? That is, I mean, John, we've all heard players say, well, you know, that's the business part of the game. The game's a business. Guess what? Sometimes it really is a business, and there's supply and there's demand, and sometimes it doesn't go your way. And I think Jose can probably see that.
Oh, yeah, Jeff, I agree with you 100%. He thinks a little differently than most guys. And, he went back and finished his, you know, got his college degrees. He's always looked out for his future. And he's going to be very successful. You know, he would have been very successful whether he was a baseball player or not, just by the way he thinks. So, I think he's come to terms with that, I would imagine, and say, hey, that's just the way it is. I'm going to go out and have a big year, and we'll see. See in the end how this all plays out, which I think can only benefit us.
John, what's next for this team? Obviously, so much talk about a backup catcher, left-handed pitching depth. I think every team obviously can use more starting pitching, even though your team was fantastic last year. But from your perspective, what do you see that still needs to be added as you head towards spring training?
Well, I know they're trying to address the bullpen a little bit, you know, and then, of course, like you said, the depth of the rotation. You know, we've been pretty fortunate here the last couple of years that our rotation's held up, you know, pretty much injury-free. You know, there's a couple of nagging things here or there, but overall, you know, I look back at my history as a major league manager, and that's very, very rare, you know. We got a pretty good system in place. We got some, you know, hardworking guys that are very conscious, you know, of their health. So that definitely helps. But but you got to be lucky in this game too. You know, we've definitely had some of that. So hopefully that continues. But in saying that, I know they're looking at ways to, you know, create depth, you know, just in case something does happen. And like I said, the bullpen's, you know, bullpen's such a big focal point nowadays in the game of baseball anyway. So you can never have enough of that. So we'll see. But, you know, I know their work's not finished. I mean, they'll tell you that. They're always trying to, you know, I'm speaking of Mark and Ross, trying to make the team better. And, you know, there's still time left to do that.
John, is the vesting option, is it games played at bats?
You know, I'm not sure yet. You know, Jeff, exactly the whole structure of the deal. You know, I did text Jose, you know, yesterday, say, hey, you're done deal, you coming back? And he said, "Oh yeah," and then, but you know, I haven't talked to Ross in the last couple of days to get all the specifics on it.
Okay, so and you are obviously comfortable with Jose Bautista.
Hey, I'm sitting down here worrying about the inauguration, man.
What are you going to worry about?
I thought apart all these contracts.
I thought you were playing in the inauguration. I hear that they've got you playing you've got a band there.
Well, they couldn't find anybody else, and they had to come here.
Jeez. I thought you'd be going to the inauguration. I had you pegged as a candidate for a cabinet position.
The secretary of what?
I don't know. We should probably move on. So you're clearly comfortable with Jose Bautista as your everyday right fielder, right?
No doubt. No doubt. You know, and I mean, Jose's taking a little bit of heat, you know, that... you know, for maybe slowing down a little bit last year. But, yeah, I do think a big part of that was, you know, the injury bug that caught him. You know, he hurt his toe in Philly. And, you know, that nag him the rest of the year. And then, the freak thing with his knee. I mean, those things, and he's playing on turf. You know, those things definitely slowed him down. So, I you know, he's not going to be what he was 10 years ago. Nobody expects that. But I think he'll be fine out there. You know, we're just going to have to figure out a way too. I mean, there's going to be some days that he would need DH. You know, so you know, with Kendry Morales, you know, he might need to spend a little more time on the field to allow us to do that. There's some other guys too. You know, Donaldson's going to need a breather every now and then. You know, so we're going to try to have to make some things work. But those guys are all, you know, key parts to our ball club, and so we got to make sure we keep them as rested as possible. So they're that much more productive.
So, and right now, would you view Steve Pierce as being your first baseman? Or what? Or Smoke?
You know, we got him. Yeah, we got him and Smokey over there. Well, let's see how everything plays out. You know, we've always liked Pierce here. I know, you know, from all my years here, he's always been a guy that he's burned us on the other side quite a bit. And we made a push to try to get him a couple years ago. So we think he'll be a big addition. You know, he's always been able to swing that bat, and he's a great competitor too. He's one of those hard-nosed players that I think you can never have enough of. So that'll all play out.
John, I know you have to focus on your team. That's sort of part of what you are contracted to do. But as you look across the division, I am curious, what did you make of the Red Sox addition of Chris Sale, which is really bringing a nasty arm into what is already a pretty good starting staff?
Oh yeah. I think that caught everybody's attention. You know, you knew he was on the market, but you know, that doesn't surprise me. A team like Boston picks him up, you know, and yeah, really, that just makes them that much better. I mean, they had a heck of a year last year. You know, you look at the, you know, their team on the field. you know, they're so young and so athletic, and they can hit. They could, you know, they had an offensive year last year like we had the year before, you know. So you got to going in, you expect them, they're going to hit. You know, they're playing a great hitting ballpark, and you know, anytime you had a guy like Sale, you know, who's arguably, you know, the top three pitchers in the game, I would figure, you know, that only makes you that much better. You know, of course, you know, we know David Price well. I think David's going to be even better this year. So they got a lot of depth. They got a good young team. So, but then, you know, really, I don't think that should ever surprise anybody that, you know, the Bostons and the New Yorks, that they always try to reload in a big way.
Any news in your contract?
No, I do have one.
Talking about the extension.
No, nothing. No, no.
Okay, I just lobbed a grenade there. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just lobbed a grenade there. I figured I could catch you off guard. You know, it's like one of those. It happens every now and then. Not with you, but with some people.
Hey, you've never been able to catch me off guard.
No, this is true. As I tell people, you're as dumb as a fox. It's impossible. It's impossible to catch you off guard. Gibby, we appreciate you doing this.
All right, boys, my pleasure.